Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply happy, grateful, amazed that you are with me on this 23rd day of June 2019. We're going to look at the word meaning. What is the meaning of meaning? Does meaning have a meaning? Oh, I'm sorry. Weak mind here. There you are. We're going to look at what means and what that is all about, and hopefully I'll be able to serve you well with this. I want to remind you as you listen to this radio program that you are listening to it via the good graces, the kindness of my sponsors who make all this possible, allow me to go to hospice and do all the extra curricular activities that I do for community and people like yourself and many, many others. Your donations are the lifeline of Aspire. They are the thing that allows us to continue in our TV efforts and everything that we do. And if you go to the website at aspire.org, you'll see lots of TV programs and series that I've done over the years. And if you become a sponsor, which is a very important thing, you can do this either quarterly or monthly, whatever fits your budget. You get to listen to all of the TV discourses I did over the many years that we have aired Aspire. They're going to be very helpful. Nobody likes you anyway. You know, that's one of them. The Eightfold Path of Buddha, From the Heart of the Tao. Oh, golly, there are so many. The teachings of Socrates, A Life Worth Living, is really a wonderful series. Well, they all are. And they were made with the intent of serving you throughout the rest of your life. And that's how I made them. And hopefully they will be able to serve you in that way, because that's where my heart was and still is. Even as you listen to these radio programs, everything is here to help you, to serve you. So I hope you will consider being a sponsor and come and help us sustain our efforts. This world needs it so, so deeply. And I can't thank my sponsors enough for their generosity and their kindness. You have to be of a certain ilk to really understand what Aspire is all about, what I'm all about, and what I do to help people. It isn't just my hospice work. It's this radio program trying to help you understand the significance of your life. And this is worthy of your support. So we can pay the bills and stay on the air, which is all I want to do. I don't want to spread the word around the world. I really don't. All I want is to be able to serve those who are interested in the way, the truth, and the light of themselves. And that's really what this is all about. Go to the website at aspire.org, and there you will see a little button there down at the bottom says, Why Support Aspire? If you click on it, it will give you all the info you need to know. And you will receive the message of the month for being a sponsor. And you will have access to all of my podcast, video cast, and commentaries that I do twice a month. And I'm going to tell you, there are a ton of them, and they're all on the subject of some sort of spirituality. Just very important. What does the word meaning mean? Okay? If you look it up, what is meant by a word, according to the dictionary, a concept or action? The meaning of a word, implied or explicit, a significance, important or worthwhile quality, purpose, intended to communicate something that is not directly expressed. Yeah. True meaning is inexplicable. And for those of you who try to find literal meaning in meaning, you're going to find great frustration. And you probably won't ever find the real meaning of meaning. So let's get into this. The first question comes from Jess. He does not tell me where he lives. I love your radio program. I want to emphasize he said that, because I really, really appreciate people who say that. I do. I work very hard. By the way, I am recording this at 2:56 a.m. in the morning. I am, because this is the time, you know, that I am, what do you want to say, not as busy as other times. So this is a time I can have kind of some intimacy with you. He asks, what does it mean to have meaning in us? Are we meaningful, Jess? And then he goes into a litany of things that kind of prove that we're not meaningful, that we're just slaves to government, slaves to corporate, slaves to, you know, our menial lives, as he put it. Jess, I would not disagree with most everything you said in your email. And these are important points that you bring out in your email. They're also to the collective unconscious, very important to the collective unconscious. The collective lives off of and spirals off of ignorance and basic weakness, you know, human weakness. So you are right about everything you said. We are slaves and nothing has changed. And he goes into the idea that government, you know, the government we have now is worse than the government we were trying to liberate ourselves from way back when we formulated the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. He went into all of that. And it's a very intelligent email. And I deeply agree with you, Jess. But your basic question, what does meaning mean to us? Your basic question. Most people don't have a meaning. The only meaning they have in their life, the only thing that is important, is survival. We live off of our survival instincts. And because we do live in and for survival, everything that gravitates around survival has to do with what we think of as fair, right, wrong, good, bad. We really don't understand the nature of ourselves at all. We don't have any soul. So because we are soulless people who just do not have any sense of the soul or what it really is all about, what the soul is, we have to live off of the cusp of our human urges, our human instincts, which are primitive to say the least, and at best do not serve us well. We have not grown and matured over the centuries of our existence here on earth. And can a person grow and mature over, you know, the difficulties of this world? Well, of course they can. But will they? Probably not. Basically because we live instinctually, and living from my instincts makes me subject to my ruthless DNA, that kill or be killed mentality, get or not get, kill to get. And there's a lot of, you know, stuff going on inside of us that is really ugly. And we like to get involved in that. We like TV programs that are, you know, involved in that, things that stir up our DNA and make us feel like we have to fight to survive, and our survival is everything, and this is how we survive, and blah, blah, blah. We just go on and on and on with all of that, and we make it extremely ugly. We just do. And even in the way we dress, the way we think, the way we eat, the whole thing is based on the survival. And if we're not fit enough to survive, then we are cast away. So Jess, with all of that being said, and for the way most of us are in this world, how do we survive? I mean, should we survive? Is the meaning of our life survival alone? That is the big question. Is survival alone the meaning of our life? And I say, no, it's not. It is better to live, in my opinion, one or two moments in this lifetime doing that which brings about the soul, that which is the purveyor of the soul, than to live a long, long, long life in the longevity of my genetic nature and my DNA. We don't think there's anything more to us than our DNA and our genetics. That's one of the biggest problems we have. We just don't think there's anything more to us, but there is. And the problem is we don't want to accentuate that more because we don't know it exists and we're afraid we're wrong and it's too much trouble. And being wrong, it goes against our DNA. It proves our weakness. And where we think of as within ourselves as weakness, then another person can take advantage of us. And this just goes on and on and on within us. And we just make it more and more difficult for ourselves to find any meaning in our life. I know lots of people, Jess, believe it or not, who have done very well in the procurement of money. They love that money and they've made tons of it in their life. But every one of them, every single one that I have talked to personally, has always questioned the idea, is there meaning to what I've done? And the only meaning they have is more money and more money and more money and more money. That's all they think about day in, day out. Because they don't want to face their death. They don't want to face their living and what they've done to their living. They don't want to be involved in their life in any way, shape, or form other than what is comfortable to them, which they think is money, because money means survival. And that's all it is for them. They don't go any further. They don't go any deeper. There's no love in their life. Everything is based on this flimsy kind of meaning in life that if you have money, you have life. What was the song the Beatles sang, Can't Buy Me Love? Well, we don't believe that anymore. We believe that love is bought and sold. And basically, I understand the metaphor for that, and you probably do too. He who has the most money gets the most things and people. And I could get into the genetics of it all and DNA and how it all, you know, works out. But you wouldn't believe me anyway. And the other thing is you wouldn't do anything about it either. So I'm not going to get into that. But for those of you who have some sense of intelligence on the subject, you need to look very deeply inside yourself and ask, what is the meaning of my life? Am I living that meaning, or is that meaning obvious to me yet? What is the meaning? And that meaning is not in words and thoughts. It's in the inexplicable. And Jess, that's what I'm saying to you. While your email was very thoughtfully and intelligently written, and I deeply appreciate it, the thing about it is that's most important. There is no meaning until you find the meaning of yourself. Not as a man, not as a human being, but beyond that meaning. The meaning of love, because that's really what it's all about. The deep, profound meaning of love. I hope that helped you. Thank you, Jess. Please forgive me. Namaste. I hope he writes me back. The next one comes from George. George does not tell me where he lives. The world and life have no meaning. Why be in it? I don't understand why I'm here. George. The world is full of meaning. You are full of meaning. And what you call life, I am sure, is nothing more than the karma you are experiencing coming back to you after many, many lifetimes of, what do I want to say, just indifference. Indifference to your soul, even indifference to love. The only love that most people are interested in is human love. And that love is very transitory. It's very small. It's very minute. It's not even love. All it is affection for survival. And that's what most people's love is all about. They have an affection for another person who helps them survive. There is no more to it, and there can be no more said about it. We continue on in this craziness. We never really mature. We don't grow. We don't go past our emotions. And the reason being, to go past them means what? You don't know. It's the unknown. And people don't like the unknown. They like the knowable. They like what is known. They like what they can think, what they can believe in, what they can hold on to mentally and emotionally. You say the world and life have no meaning. George, everything has meaning. This discourse I'm giving to you, this chat over the radio, this satsang, this has meaning. Now, the perception you may have about that meaning is based on your perception, your beliefs, your concepts, your genetics, how you interpret your genetics, how you interpret right and wrong, good and bad, meaningful and not meaningful, meaningless, is all based in the perception of how you accelerate your genetics through the idea of the fear of survival. Surviving is the only thing that matters. If you really look at your life, you will see it has been nothing but a struggle to survive every single day of your life, either monetarily, which most people suffer from, or socially. And the more you try to survive through the means of your genetics and your DNA, the less life will mean to you. So when you enter into something of an authentic spiritual practice, the willingness to put aside the meaninglessness of living for the world, by the world, from the world, has to go. You have to see every moment as pertinent, every moment as important, every moment as significant, every single moment, even listening to this radio program. This is what it's all about. It's significant. You're listening to it. Do you think you fell upon this program by accident? So when I greet you and I say, you know, thank you for listening, or please forgive me, or do you think that, you know, you found this radio program by accident, and I say to you, I'm very grateful that you are listening. Do you think that is all just polite innuendo? No, it is a part of the meaningfulness of the program, of you, how you receive my words, the sincerity that is within my words is how you will find meaning in my message, in the things I offer you. And if you can find the significance and you realize how important that significance is, then you will no longer live from the concepts and the precepts of your desires, your ambition, your pride, your vanity. You will no longer live from that. But most of us simply live from that. We don't have any sense of what it is to have love in our life. Love of the heart, love in the heart, love derived from the not human heart, the spiritual heart. When you start getting into the spirituality of a person's life, for the most part, you lose them. And the reason you lose them isn't because they're evil or bad or stupid. Well, sometimes it is because they're stupid. Forgive me. There are a lot of stupid people out there, the majority, believe me. But, and I'm sure you know that. But really what it is about is you're not associated, acquainted with something that is meaningful in your life. Deep inside of you, if you really look at it from the point of view of how you and I live our life, from the sapient point of view, the human point of view, we are just trying to survive, and we have great fear that we won't survive. That someone will come along and take our survival away from us. We're always perpetuating the idea that we need to survive and there is never enough to survive. So we fight and we get mean and we get nasty, we get ugly. And this builds karma. That karma then becomes the proposition of our whole life, and in proportion, it becomes our life in its own means and ways. You can't appeal to the human heart. You just can't appeal to it. It doesn't have any more to it than maybe sympathy, and that's about as far as it goes. And that's not spiritual. That's not awakening. That's not going to help you. That's not going to change anything. I can feel sorry for you and help you, but there's no virtue in feeling sorry for you. There is only virtue in loving you, in realizing the meaning of the moment. When you are encountered by someone, when you are grasped by someone, and you have some sort of exchange, it is meaningful. And always make that encounter something you can live with throughout the rest of your life. If you do that, you're very wise indeed. But you have to do it with a sense of love. Because, George, everything we do comes back to us in one way or another, either in this world or, I promise you, as the Buddha said, the worlds to come, because they do. Just something for you to think about. I hope that helped you, George. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question, again from Jess. He wrote a backup email, which I loved. I like this man, whoever he is. Okay. Meaning is all subjective, he says. We are selfish to our ways. Isn't that the way it should be? Jess. Again, Jess. No. In one lifetime or another, I have to surrender. I have to surrender everything that I believe in, everything that I want, everything that I think, everything that is pertinent to my order of desire, ambition, and pride. I have to give it all up. Yes, ambition and pride. And if I am not willing to surrender that, oy vey, oy vey, oy vey. It can get really, really ugly. And that's what perpetuates the myth of believing in the old Gregory. So if you're a wise man, which I hope you are, you will understand. Yes, you can say that the meaning of life is subjective to a person. You can say that. And that we are all selfish. And I would agree with that. But eventually there has to be the abandonment of this ship of selfishness for the sake of a love that is greater than anything we have ever known in and throughout our lifetime. And if you can attain to that selflessness, the part of you that does not get aggravated by other people's selfishness, the part of you that is not associated with the fear of survival, then you can transcend. Yes, you sacrifice a great deal. There is no doubt about it. I have sacrificed a great deal, but it's worth it. To get out of the game of trying to get what you want all the time in your life is a very important thing to do with your life. Just to get away from living for what you want. Meaning is found not, as you say, as subjective, but as objective. If you can look at the meaning of your life from the point of view of love, you have achieved a great deal. A great deal. I gotta go. Look at Jess, time up. Please forgive me. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you will join us. I hope this was meaningful for you. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.